right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So, Dr. Craig, early voting is happening as we speak. Let's talk about, you know, this, the fact that it's still happening, and as difficult a battle as it's been, but people are still have the right to do that.
Yeah, we were, Citizen Action Wisconsin, one of the two lead plaintiffs in the federal lawsuit that got early voting reestablished in Wisconsin. Walker's reforms made it very, very hard, especially in a big city like Milwaukee. And they made a strategic mistake. They actually, in order to try to get the decision reversed, made the early voting rules much easier in that lame duck session, Earl, when they were stealing all this power from Governor Evers.
Right.
And then when they got to a right-wing judge at the appellate court level and he reversed our lawsuit, it reverted back to their new law rather than their original. So we have it still. We have a good period for it. It gives the cities, every municipality, a lot of authority over how many sites they're going to have, that, et cetera, et cetera. It was made harder by the state Supreme Court that's been rigged by right-wing billionaires and the big corporate interests putting tons of money into campaigns. They outlawed drop boxes. And they have this fake argument, Trumpy argument from Trump himself, that they're insecure. It's the opposite. They're more secure than the U.S. mail. They make it easier for people to vote. And they got rid of the drop boxes in this decision. It really hurts people with disabilities. And folks with disabilities also in this decision now can't have anyone else mail it for them. So if you are a quadriplegic, you have to figure out how to mail it yourself. That is what the state Supreme Court says. But we still can early vote. We just have to go to a location. Or you can, in Milwaukee, they're going to allow you to drop it off where there's a person standing outside the central administration office downtown. So that's okay as long as they're handing it to an election official. But it'll be different from municipality to municipality whether they provide that. And it all comes down to this, Earl. In a real modern democracy, voting would be easy. The voting fraud canards are made up lie by the right in order to give cover for their attempt to disenfranchise people because they've made the calculation that if more people vote, they lose, that they want minority rule because they are a minority. And it's appalling, but that's where we are. And I'm sure you saw that Donald Trump wanted to overturn the 2020 election and called Robin Voss, decertify Wisconsin's vote for Biden on the basis of drop boxes that were illegal that were legal then, and by the way, are not a problem and should be legal now.
You know, Dr. Craig, it was as if early voting was solely for Democrats. Republicans enjoyed early voting too. And I'm sure there are Republicans who enjoyed the drop boxes, but to be able to get to a point where we are now, and for citizens who support that foolishness, who talk about democracy and their love for this nation, there's no way to defend what they've continued to attempt to do, and that's disenfranchise people who don't look like them. I'm sorry, go
Here's
ahead.
How cynical it is. It's so cynical, Earl. They don't care if they disenfranchise their own voters as long as, by their calculation, it is disenfranchising more Democratic voters.
You know, Dr. Craig, and then you see all of those things, and these are the same people who espouse democracy and claim to be patriots. And you can't be any of those things if you want to take away the right that people have in this country, which is one of the most sacred rights that they have, and that's to choose who they believe should be in charge of running this nation. And yet that is not – they're going to continue this charade, Dr. Craig. And even though it's continuing, and you look at all the other components of it, where they've jerry-rigged, you know, the districts and all of those things. You got to give them credit for one thing. They've been pretty evil and sinister in the way they've attacked this, and they plotted this thing out, Dr. Craig, for decades, and now they're in a position where now they're benefiting from it.
They're ruthless, and they're focused on one thing: power. Regardless of how, I mean, most of this party, of their elected officials, have been either defending or giving cover to an attempted armed insurrection in order to overturn a presidential election. So the softer things, the Jim Crow-like restrictions on voting that are made to sound reasonable but are not, are discriminatory deliberately, we have to watch, guard against the danger. We need to be outraged against those too, not only the armed insurrection. But this is a party that will stop at nothing. And there are a lot of Democrats in the moderate wing who believe in bipartisanship so much that they not only hold out hope, they govern as if there's some partner there. I mean, the Governor Evers' ad about how he'll basically do legislation, make a deal with anyone, that's the most PolitiFact true ad I've ever seen. The problem is, I had this discussion with the governor directly, personally. There is no bipartisan partner. If there is bipartisanship right now, it is between the progressive and moderate wings of the Democratic Party. That's the only bipartisanship left. It's not between the two major parties, except for a few outliers on a few issues, and they don't even exist at the state level. There are no moderates breaking ranks in either the state Senate or state assembly, and this is a minority legislature that's illegitimate because they just set the districts with the help of both the U.S. and the state Supreme Court that it guarantees a 63 seats out of 99 in the state assembly. In other words, no matter what the public does, they can't change the composition of the state assembly. That's not democracy.
And that could sadly be for the next decade or so.
Yeah, we can appeal this, but we have to appeal to this state Supreme Court and this U.S. Supreme Court, which themselves have been rigged. So they rigged the maps, and they rigged the courts to approve the maps. The U.S. Supreme Court should never allow this rigging, but it was a right-wing Supreme Court, and they decide the U.S. Supreme Court will have nothing to say about partisan gerrymandering, which means it's perfectly okay to rig the maps to benefit one party. How can that be in a democracy? And you know what? They can claim their legal arguments here, and it's some sort of jurisprudence. It's just a cover for their ideology. There's no real legitimate legal argument here. It's just all window dressing.
Dr. Craig, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. On the line, Executive Director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Craig. We'll be right back.